Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I'm glad that sometimes I know what he was talking about. Amen.
We've always made for her so hard. We're so thankful. She's such a good friend and she's such a good Christian. And she's been such a good influence in my life. She's helped me so much. And I just love her so much. And I just want to know what she's been through and what our singing has been and her good friendship.
Amen. Amen. Enjoyed the good song. Enjoyed the good testimonies. People express, and I've heard people through the years express their experience of salvation in a lot of different ways. And I never will forget. Years ago, hearing this man testify about when the Lord saved him, and he talked about his childhood, how that he grew up under kind of rough conditions. His dad wasn't very good to him, and said they were working really hard when they were just real young kids, and he said. When he was a teenager, he had seen this pair of shoes that he just really wanted to get. He really wanted to buy this pair of shoes, and he said that he was, I think, 14, 15 years old at the time, something like that, a big kid, and him and his dad actually wore the same size shoe. And he said, I worked, and I saved my pennies, and he said, I finally got enough money that I went out and I bought this pair of shoes I wanted, and he said, my dad took them from me. Took them and wore them himself. And he said, but one day, he said, God put a pair of gospel shoes on me, shod my feet with the gospel of peace, and he said, nobody can take them away. And that's the way it really is. We're going to lose a lot of things in this world. But those of us that are saved, we're never going to lose what God gave us. Be with us through all eternity. I want to share some scripture with you today. Unless somebody else has something on your heart. Amen. 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 Bless you, Sister Strode. Amen.
But you know what? God will bless me for even trying to work it even for him for the
Amen.
Words that I know God has this on my mind. But I know what is waiting for me this morning. Thank the Lord this morning. I'm sorry I couldn't say it, but I'll tell you, God ain't going to whip me after I go home today for trying.
Amen. 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 Bless you, Sister Treva.
I believe he blesses us for just trying, don't you?
Absolutely. He would have blessed Jonah if he would have went and delivered that 8-word sermon. Anybody else? Psalm 119. I want to read verse 89, and then I want to skip down and read verses 97 through 105. Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Verse 97, O how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. With those verses being read, I want to bring a message today entitled, Thus Saith the Lord. In the Scriptures, in many, many places, you can find those words, Thus saith the Lord. It's recorded many times. Every time that you read it, you know that God is getting ready to speak. thus saith the Lord. Or one of the prophets was getting ready to say, this is what the Lord says. We are getting ready when we hear that said, thus saith the Lord. We are getting ready to hear God speak, perhaps to give instruction, perhaps to pass judgment, perhaps to let it be known how that he is about to deal with a certain situation. But the greatest things that have ever been said in all of the history of man, the greatest things that have ever been said are those things that have been thus saith the Lord. I want today to speak to you for a while about God's word and about what thus saith the Lord. The Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, preach the word. Don't preach poetry or don't preach fables, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They shall be turned, they shall turn their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. We know that's true in the day that we live, don't we? We know that not only will the world that we live in not endure sound doctrine, sometimes there are people who are missionary Baptist people that won't endure sound doctrine. Sometimes we just don't want to hear everything that God's word has to tell us. But Paul told Timothy, preach it all. If it reproves, if it rebukes, if it exhorts. If the word of God makes you happy, take it. If it convicts you of your sins, take it. Take all of it because it's profitable for us. It's not written by man. It was scribed by man, but it wasn't authored by man. The Apostle Peter told us that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. So I'm not going to stand before you today and preach my word. I'm going to preach God's word. It's not of any private interpretation. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit of God authored the Scriptures. And it's not of man. In my life, I have at times, and I know that no doubt many of you have, I have at times visited huge libraries. When I lived and pastored in the state of Illinois, there at ISU, Illinois State University there in the Bloomington, Illinois area where my oldest son graduated from college, they had a wonderful library there. And they had a really good section on church history. And I used to go down there to that library and spend time there. And it had volumes and volumes and volumes of books in that library. There are others that I have been to that just had you know, it would have taken you a long time to have gone through there and counted the volumes of the books that that library contained. Huge buildings and many volumes of books known as libraries. Public libraries, campus libraries, they exist in all different places. Today, I hold in my hand before you the greatest library that there has ever been. It only contains 66 books. This library only has 66 books. On the front of my Bible, it says Holy Bible. And Holy Bible means sacred library. That's what this is. God gave us a sacred library that contains 66 books. And did you know that in His Word, He gave us everything that we need to know in this life and or pertaining to this life and pertaining to the life that is to come. In 66 books, God gave us everything that we need to know about time and about eternity. Now, I want to encourage, I really thought about this. This was really on my heart while I was studying and preparing these thoughts that God gave me. And I want to encourage our new preacher, Brother Tyler, to preach the word. I want to encourage all of us that have been called into the ministry to preach the word. We ought to be and we need to be exactly what God wanted the prophet Jeremiah to be. You know, God was sending Jeremiah to his people to deliver a very hard message to them. And he told Jeremiah, he said, I have made thee this day an iron pillar and a defense city and brazen walls against the whole land of Judah. I don't want you to be dismayed at their faces, because if you do, I'm going to confound you before them. And those who have been called to preach God's word, we ought to stand with all of the boldness that God will supply us. We ought to stand and preach the truth of God's word without fear and without favor of man. We ought to preach it in love and not with malice or not for ourselves or for anything like that. We ought to preach it with all of the love that God will give us, but we ought to preach God's word and the truth that lies within it, whether they like you or whether they don't. That's how I feel about the ministry. I'm going to stand one day before my Maker. I'm going to stand one day before the God that created me, and I'm going to give an account unto Him for the sermon that I bring before you today. I'm not going to answer to you for it. I'm not going to answer to anybody else for it, but I am going to answer to God for what I do with the ministry that He placed me in. I'm going to have to give an account to Him. The Bible even says, obey them that have the rule over you. Those that have brought to you the word of God, because they watch for your souls as they that must give account. That's in the 13th chapter of Hebrews. Those that preach the word will be accountable to God for it. And so, you know, I think about how much that the Apostle Paul must have loved God's word. Because You can read about his life, and you can read about how much, how many things that he had to suffer for preaching the word. I mean, Paul was in prison. Paul was beaten. One night they had to let him down a wall in a basket just so he could escape. I mean, the Apostle Paul really suffered in this life because he stood for the truth and he preached the word and he was persecuted because of it. And I think about how much he must have loved God's word because I know that he had a great love for Timothy. The Bible tells us that Timothy was called Paul's son in the faith. You know, Paul would address him as his dearly beloved son. Now, Timothy wasn't Paul's natural son, but he was his spiritual son. He was his son in the faith. But yet, with all of the things that Paul had suffered because of preaching the word, he wrote to Timothy, even when he knew that his life was about to be taken, he wrote to Timothy and he said, Timothy, you preach the word. You do it. You be instant in season and out of season. You reprove, you rebuke, you exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. And those of us that are here today, we ought to, as much as we love our children, we ought to try to pass the truth on to them and to try to exhort them and encourage them. Listen, no matter what it costs you, friends, let me tell you something. If you want to serve the Lord, it's going to cost you. There's been way too many people that have deceived themselves with the thought of being able to serve the Lord without making sacrifice, and that has never been done. That has never worked. If you're going to really, truly serve the Lord in this life, it's going to cost you. But we need to teach our children that it's worth the cost. You continue in the things that you have been taught. You take up that mantle. You carry on the Lord's work regardless of what it cost you. And obviously that's the way that Paul felt about his spiritual son. You know, doesn't matter, Timothy. Doesn't matter that I have suffered all these stripes. Doesn't matter that I've suffered all this persecution. Doesn't matter that they're about to take my life from me. I want you to carry it on too. Preach the word. The word of God teaches us to love. It does. Brother Farmer testified this morning about coming and hearing about the word of God in love. The word of God teaches us to love. But you know what? We don't have too much trouble loving people that love us, do we? You know, when we think about the love that we are taught in the word of God, we think about a love that is really hard to have sometimes, isn't it? I mean, because Jesus said, if you love them that love you, What reward do you really have in that? How hard is it really to love somebody that loves you? How hard is it for you to reciprocate love? How hard is it to show kindness to somebody that's showing kindness to you? How hard is it to show goodness to somebody that's being good to you? How hard is it to love somebody that loves you in return? But Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for them which despitefully use you. And love becomes tougher there, doesn't it? You know, something that we have to do with God's word, and let me say this again to you brethren, don't ever try to preach it. without studying it. You're going to get in trouble if you do. That was another thing that Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you need to study God's word, and you need to learn it, and you need to know it, and you'll have to in order to rightfully preach it. There's been a lot of messes made by people who did not rightfully divide the word of truth. The scriptures have taught me to love. They've taught us to love. They've taught us that we are not to only love those that are good to us, but we are to love our neighbors. They have taught, the scriptures teach us that we ought to love the Lord supremely, that we ought to love Him above everybody and above everything. We are to love the Lord better than we love ourselves. We are to love the Lord better than we love our mother and our father and our children and our sisters and our brothers. We are to love Him better and more than we love houses and lands. And friends, listen, Jesus told us in His word that if we don't love Him that way, then we are not worthy of Him. Love isn't always easy, is it? Love is not something that's always easy to show. When somebody is just despitefully using you, and you know it, you know that they are. Somebody's just being hateful towards you without any good cause at all, just despitefully using you, it's tougher to show love to that person, isn't it? But Jesus said to do it, didn't He? You see, the things that we find in God's Word, you know, David said in the psalm here that he loved it. He loved it. I meditate in it day and night. Your Word lights the path before me. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I know that there are a lot of things in here that you and I could read, and there are a lot of things that we could take and we could look at that and we could say, oh, yes, I really love that. I love to read those beautiful accounts that the scriptures give us about heaven. I love to read the beautiful things that the scriptures tell us that we're going to one day enjoy. I love God's word. What a beautiful thing that it is. But I'm afraid sometimes perhaps when we cross those scriptures that tell us that if we want to be the Lord's disciples, that we're going to have to deny ourselves. We're going to have to take up our cross on a daily basis, and we're going to have to follow the Lord day after day and sacrifice and give up things in order to do it. I wonder sometimes, do we suddenly love it as much as we've said we do? Well, I'll let you answer the question for yourselves. The Word of God has taught me to hate. You know that? It taught David to hate, didn't it? Listen to what he said. He said, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. The things that we find in God's word that are according to the truth, the things that we know that God's word is telling people that will help them, that will help us. Paul wrote to Timothy in another place, and he said, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And so the scriptures can teach us what it is that we have to do in order to be saved. If we're going to be saved, we're going to have to repent of our sins, and we're going to have to exercise total faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word teaches us that. And we love those things that we find in God's word that are according to the truth. But those things that people have taken and because of their failure to rightly divide it, have devised their own ways and have devised ways that don't lead to life, but they lead to death. The things that I have learned from God's word that are according to the truth have caused me to hate those falsehoods. There are teachings today, and I'm not going to be shy about it or make any bones about it. There are things that people are being taught today that I despise. I utterly despise them. Things that will lead people away from the Lord and that tell people ways that they can be eternally saved and justified before God that are not according to His holy word. I despise those things. I'll stick with Jesus. You must be born again. If you're not born again by the Spirit of God, you're going to split hell wide open when this life is over. That's the truth, and brother, that'll preach. That'll preach. The Hebrew writer said the word of the Lord is quick and powerful, and that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. That it pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and that it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Folks, listen, I'm telling you today, and I'm glad I'm among people that can relate to this. I'm telling you, I've heard a lot of things in my life. Haven't you? I mean, there have been people in the course of my life, there have been people that have told me all sorts of things. I've had all different kinds of things read to me. I have read many different things myself. I have read novels, and I have read autobiographies, and I have read mysteries, and I have read the newspaper and magazines and all of those things. I've had things, when I went to school, there were many things that teachers shared with me out of the textbooks that they were using, but nothing has ever impacted my life like this sacred library. Nope, nothing has ever impacted my life like the Word of God. And there's nothing that I would rather do than to stand and try to preach it. Nothing. Nothing in this world would I rather do than to try to honor what God has called me to do. I can't explain to you what it's like to preach. Those that do it, those that have been called to do it, know what I'm talking about. When I get up to try to preach God's word, when I can begin to feel the Lord wrap His arms around me and help me to preach, there's not a place in the world I'd rather be than right there with God, preaching His word. No other book, no textbook has ever been a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I'll tell you what, friends, these words, this library, the things that are contained in God's word, if you will allow it, will lead you through this life. If you will listen to the things that God has said and listen to God and turn to the Lord and obey the things that He has told you, it will lead you through this life and into the next in good standing with God. Now, the scriptures won't save you, and I'm not telling you that, but they will point you to the one that you need to look to in order to be saved. The written word is not God's witness. The Holy Spirit is God's witness in people's hearts. but the Spirit will bear witness to the truth of God's word. I'll tell you what, preachers, let me tell you today, if you stand and by God's help, if you stand and preach it, and God helps you to rightly divide it, I promise you this, that every sermon that you ever preach that is according to the truth, the Holy Spirit of God will back you in it, and He'll bear witness to it. If it's the truth, He'll bear witness to it. He'll never let you down. There may be times that we get off track and maybe preach something that's not so, but if we're declaring the truth, the Holy Spirit will bear witness to every message that is according to the truth. The things contained in God's word affected me when I was just a boy. You know, I mean, here I was going to school. I was being taught a lot of things. I was learning a lot of things. You know, from the time I was just a little boy, I was learning how to read. I was learning how to do arithmetic. I was learning about geography. I was learning about history. I was learning about all of these different things, you know, when I was just a very little boy. But I'll tell you what, friends, listen, sitting in old-time Baptist churches, hearing the Word of God, hearing those men of God get up there and declare God's Word of truth, hearing those people stand up and testify about the things that God had done in their lives affected me more than anything else ever affected me in my life. It had an impact on me. God's word had an impact on me that nothing else, like nothing else, ever did. I would hear God's word preached. You know, when I was just a child, when I was just very young, I could hear God's word preached. I could hear those people declare the truth, maybe hear the preacher up there just, you know, plowing the gospel plow, hammering out the truth. And there would be something that would show up. There would be somebody, I should say, that would show up. There was an invisible power that accompanied that word that affected my soul. You know, I believe there's some of you here today that are still lost and in your sins, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. That power of the presence of the Holy Spirit of God that takes His word of truth and uses it to just lay your soul open. That's what it does. That's what that's talking about there when it says that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. It's talking about the fact that the Holy Spirit of God uses that sword, which is the word of God, to just lay our hearts open. It did that to me. Did it do that to you? Sure did to me. Laid my heart open and showed me. I'll tell you what. If you really want to, if you really want to, you may not want to, but if you really want to, in God's word, God's word will be the greatest mirror that you'll ever look into. In God's word, you'll really see yourself for what you truly are. Nothing else will show you that. But God's word will show us what we really are in the sight of God, of a holy and a just God. I love the Word of God. It's settled in heaven forever. And one of these days, God's going to rain fire and brimstone down on this world, and He's going to destroy this world. God's Word teaches us that. There's people today that won't believe it. They are worried sick that the glaciers in Alaska are melting away. They're just worried to death about it. People walking around not worried about the fact that the Lord's coming back, that He's going to rain fire and brimstone down on this world. I'll tell you one thing, if there's any of those glaciers left, they'll be gone in that day, brother. You know, they're going to be gone anyway. People are worried to death about the ozone layer and the glaciers and everything in the world. You better get worried about what's coming if you're lost and in your sins, you better get worried about what God's fixing to bring on this world. The Bible tells me, God's word tells me that he's going to rain fire and brimstone down from heaven, and he's going to destroy this world, and he's going to do it. You may not believe it. You better believe it, because God's going to bring it to pass, because you know what? It's written in his word, and his word is settled forever in heaven, and you can be sure that that day is coming. The Lord's not slack concerning his promise. He's coming, and it's going to happen. And you know what? When the world is burning up, when all the elements are melting with fervent heat, when the earth is being consumed with that raging fire that God sends down from heaven to destroy the world, you know what's going to stand? God's word is going to stand. It'll never be burned. It'll never be destroyed. God's word is settled in heaven, and it will stand forever and forever. Take it. Take it. Read it. Study it. Meditate on it. Hide it away in your heart. Take you a good old verse of scripture somewhere, or maybe several verses of scripture, and hide it away in your heart. I guarantee you that every time you take some of God's good word and hide it away in your heart somewhere, there's going to be an occasion where you're going to need it. There's going to be an occasion in your life that'll be suited perfectly for what you have read in God's holy word. This is the greatest book in the world. You know what else I'm afraid, though? I'm afraid it's the most neglected book in all the world. People would rather read Hot Rod Magazine than to read the Word of God. But I'll tell you what, you'll never find anything else that's ever been written that will bless you and satisfy you and set your feet on the right path like you will the things that God left us in his word. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. It's what really matters, isn't it? You know, I'll tell you what, men can come up with some pretty slick ideas. You know what? Been a lot of silver-tongued devils. They come up with some slick ideas, and they say some things that really make sense to people. At least people think they do. Well, that makes sense. But I'll tell you what, if they're not, if they're telling you things that are contrary to God's word, I don't care how good they sound, they're going to lead you in the wrong direction. You listen to God. You listen to his word. You stay with the Lord, and it'll never lead you in a wrong path. I love the word of the Lord. It's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I've asked God many times, when I needed an answer for something, Lord, show me in your word how to deal with this. And God has an answer. I'm convinced of that. God has an answer in here for everything I face if I'm willing to take the time to dig it out. I appreciate your attention today, and I hope that you will allow God's word to profit you, because it sure will. It certainly will. Through his word, I learned about the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his word, I learned what I had to do in order to be saved. When God saved my soul, through his word, I've learned what he expects of me, because I have been saved. It's a perfect, according to the article faith that we embrace, it's a perfect set of heavenly instructions. And that's what God's word is, and that's what it gives to you and I. I'd like for us to have a verse or two of a song, if Brother Ronnie would.